good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breds, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464 or pollardfarms.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities, and going to continue our talk about the livestock futures, Tom. And it looks still kind of wacky, although I guess the live cattle went positive yesterday, and the feeder cattle ended up on the mixed side yesterday.
That's right. We had another session where we saw mixed trading take place, but as Dave indicated, our live cattle did hold mostly on a positive note. Our feeder cattle were more on a mixed note, but our feeder cattle still managed to pull off many of those contracts, seeing a third straight session of making new all-time record highs. And we also saw September contract go off the board yesterday, as it also was up there near its all-time record high. Matter of fact, that September contract from its low to its contract high went up $67.55. Now, we also saw box beef prices continue lower, down 2 cents on choice. We were down 97 cents on selects, had a movement of 144 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 107,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 9 cents yesterday, and today at 2 o'clock is a quarterly hog and pigs report. At the moment, December live cattle 32 cents higher, October feeders down 25, and December lean hogs 30 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
It's the fall bull sale of Express Ranches coming up Monday, October 6th, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express will be offering 1,600 head total to sell. A big, stout, predictable set of 275 Angus bulls will be offered. Genomically enhanced EPDs will be available on those bulls. Also, 500 commercial springbred heifers, 100 fall calving pairs will be available. Information, you can get it at expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, fall bull sale, October 6th.
Well, Tom, we're going to talk about the grains now, and particularly the wheat futures. Chicago wheat ended up lower yesterday. Kansas City wheat, though, continues to move to the higher side.
Yes, Dave, our Kansas City wheat was the only thing that managed to close on a positive note yesterday, and it did have its moments of trading negative, but we saw Chicago wheat, corn, soybeans, and soybean meal all yesterday equal or make new contract lows. We've also seen this morning soybeans and soybean meal make new contract lows once again. Now, there continues to be a lack of price bullish news out there as a negative technical trend and negative fundamentals continue to push our prices lower. Now, next Tuesday is the quarterly grain stocks and the small grain summary report that comes out at 11 o'clock in the morning. December KC wheat at the moment's down a penny and a half. December corn's unchanged. November soybeans down 6 3/4. After seeing two sessions in a row of new contract lows, December cotton today up 122 points. November crude oil 70 cents higher. The December dollar index is up 15 cents. And December Dow Jones futures bouncing back up 50 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and I look forward to our visit on Monday. You have a great weekend there, you hear. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.